Service safe. Which one off?
Professor Buzzkill. Mini Mets.
Guten Tag, Buzzkillers. Herr Professor here with your mini myth for the week. And it's one of my favorites. JFK did not say he was a jam donut. Imagine you're at absolute ground zero of the Cold War, Berlin. The city's divided between West Berlin, backed by Britain, the US, and France, and East Berlin, backed by the Soviet Union. The Berlin Wall had just been built by the East German government to keep people in. Tensions between East and West couldn't be higher. And in June 1963, a young President Kennedy stepped right in the middle of that ground zero. He was in Berlin to give a stirring speech at the base of the wall, telling West Berliners that the United States stood with them in defiance of the Soviet-backed East German government. And what did he do? He stood up and said, over and over, "I am a jam donut." Only in the madness of the Cold War, Buzzkillers, could something so absurd take place. And only a young and inexperienced president, as Kennedy was often criticized as being, could mangle the German passages in his speech in such a ridiculous fashion. But you guessed it, Buzzkillers. The whole "I am a jam donut" story about JFK's speech is a myth. At the very least, it's a major misconception. President Kennedy said, "Ich bin ein Berliner." He meant, "I am a Berliner," a statement of solidarity with, you know, besieged West Berlin citizens. But soon word spread that Kennedy had misspoke and that he said he was a popular pastry known in Germany as a Berliner. And this story spread, as all urban legends do, without backing evidence, but with a great deal of delight by those looking for a good story to puncture the Kennedy image. Germans and citizens of Berlin, however, Buzzkillers, they were never confused about what JFK meant. First of all, the pastry in question wasn't called a Berliner in Berlin itself, only in provincial Germany. Secondly, these people weren't idiots. The context of JFK's speech made it perfectly clear he was saying, "I'm a citizen of Berlin," despite the fact that "Ich bin Berliner" would have been more grammatically correct. They knew it. Everybody at the time knew it. It's only later that it became one of these stories that's told at late-night fraternity bull sessions. Just think of it, Buzzkillers. Saying you're a New Yorker doesn't mean you're saying you're a magazine. Talk to you next time. Over and out.